Okay, hello, and welcome to Not the Wikipedia Weekly. Just to let you know, this is a almost experimental Skype cast. We've got me, I'm Private Musings, and I'll get each of the people to introduce themselves. First of all, here's B-Stone.
Hello.
And we've got Raoul654 in the room.
Hello.
And we've got Mest Rocker.
Good morning.
There you go. And just to kick off, my name's Private Musings, or rather my Wikipedia name is. And I thought I'd just explain a little bit about the aims of Not the Wikipedia Weekly. Have a look at the wiki page, which is the only way you'll have found this, so you will have done anyway. And you'll see that we're aiming to be a sort of loose Skype cast. Anyone should be able to be free to host one. We're going to talk through the topic lists, and you're free to listen if you like. So kicking off, Wikimania 2008 has sort of been in the news quite a lot lately. There's issues around its location. There's been issues around images of Muhammad on the various Wikipedias. I know the Wikipedia Weekly team discussed this at some length. I'll head over to Raoul first, who's you've been to one Wikimedia conference, that's right?
That's right.
Could you just like what
I had
is
pre.
I was going
Go
to ask you,
on.
what is Wikimedia for you? What's it like?
You mean what's Wikimania?
Wikimania, sorry, yeah.
Well, it's a very interesting. It's a very large wiki meetup. Having been to several, you get a lot of the more prominent ones there, and you actually have more. It's more structured and more formal than any, ordinary meetup, where you have presentations on some given topic. It's a lot of fun. I went to the one in Boston in 2006, and I had a great time.
Mess, have you ever been to one?
I've been to the one in Taipei in 2007. It was really expensive to go there, and I went there two-thirds on the foundation's dime. I had a very good time. I presented on dispute resolution, and I wish it lasted longer than 3 days.
And will you be going to Egypt?
Maybe.
And what are your thoughts on the whole Wikimania, the issues surrounding it, if any?
I think the location chosen was very poor. It was a very poor decision considering the fact that most Wikimedians live outside of North Africa and the Middle East. And furthermore, Egypt has a pretty poor record on civil rights.
Well, these are the issues that are being raised, I believe, on a foundation level. There's been some posts from Florence, particularly looking at this decision. It's Egypt's certainly been criticised on a civil rights and human rights basis in the past. I wonder. For me, I kind of think it's a good location. I think Alexandria is. It's obviously very important to historically, and they've got the great library there. But for me,
Also, there's also a more pragmatic concern. It's that it's the actual connections there, the transit connections are not very good. To get from the east coast of the United States to there would take three separate connecting flights. It's a bit hard to get to.
Three separate connecting flights to get to Egypt, really?
Alexandria specifically.
Oh, Alexandria
Well, what if you flew to
specifically.
Cairo?
Well, yeah, but then you got to take another flight from Cairo to Alexandria.
I thought you could take the bus.
Aside from how you get there, I reckon, I wonder if it's, one presumes anyway, that perhaps I'll ask you, Ralph, were there lots of Wikipedians at the Wikimania that you went to?
Mess Rocker, it's 221 kilometers from Cairo to Alexandria, not exactly a hopscotch.
That's doable.
Were there lots of Wikipedians at the Wikimania you attended, Raoul?
A lot. We had well over 200 and maybe over 300.
And Mest, you were at Taipei. Was that similar number there? Were there lots of Wikipedians of all sort of shapes and sizes?
Yes, there were some Wikipedians. However, there weren't that many European or American Wikipedians, probably because it was so far away and so detached from the world the Western folk are used to. But a lot of the more Eastern Hemisphere Wikipedians turned out, and some Europeans were there.
One
And
would think
Jumbo was
that
certainly.
Alexandria might be a little bit easier for the European Wikipedians, although it's still a little hot. for me, the issue is also like what exactly it's supposed to be. Raoul, you describe it as a big wiki meetup, and Mest, you sort of were saying that it was great fun. You wanted it to be longer. I wondered if it's a bit of an
academic conference, so to speak. It's a conference in general. It's a
I think it's going more down that road. Is it? Is that why Egypt's particularly?
They're trying to, but having been to professional conferences as a grad student, was the one in Boston was not. At least compared to the real academic conferences I've gone to, the one in Boston was not all that academic.
Well, the one in Boston looked a lot more fun. I mean, in Taipei, it was good, but I've seen pictures of 2006, and it looked extremely lighthearted.
That's a good thing, right?
Yes, very good thing.
Raoul, could I just quickly ask, where in Boston was the 06 conference held, do you recall?
Yes, it was at the Harvard Law School by the Berkman Center.
Yes, that's on my campus.
There you go. So none of us have Mest, you might attend, might you? But Raoul, you can't go, can you?
Oh, this year I'm thinking about going. I couldn't go last year because of my job.
Okay.
Perhaps I could just put another reason why I actually feel that Egypt is a rather poor place. If people have spent time in some of the surrounding countries, namely Israel, the Egyptian Border Patrol isn't too keen on letting people who have Israeli passports or certain stamps in their foreign or U.S. passports that have the Ben-Gurion Border Patrol stamps in their passports through into Egypt without some sort of hassle and or bribe. Having been there before, I could tell you that it's sometimes a little bit of a sweaty experience getting through.
Yeah, well, that's certainly another sort of important thing. And I guess from what my perception, and do pipe up if anyone's different, my perception is that it will be in Alexandria. It's pretty solidly still going to be Alexandria, but there's a sort of Florence has opened the door to the possibility of talking about it maybe not being. Is that fair, do you think?
Or maybe what could be done is there could be parallel conferences and there could be some sort of a satellite hookup or whatever.
Well, indeed, this goes for me to if Raoul describes it as a big wiki meetup, then those things can happen sort of organically or on a local level or on a sort of, you know, we've got lots of chapters springing up that can happen. I wonder if there's not an aspect whereby Alexandria is a particularly good location from a sponsorship perspective, that possible large donors, it's certainly, it's got a lot of weight to it. It's the great library. It's got all that historic importance. And I wonder if that marked a shift from a sort of community-led Wikimania to a kind of a focus on the corporate buck. You know, I wonder if that's at all what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Time will tell.
Yes, I think that there's a significant amount of resource and energy being put forth against Egypt, that an alternate venue, certainly, perhaps even just across the border in Israel, where they don't necessarily have great it's not certainly a country that has the most wonderful civil rights record, but it certainly has a little bit better of a civil rights record, at least democracy, than Egypt.
I think a point that was made, I forget who made it, but they said that if we wanted to do better in terms of maximizing the availability, the ease of getting there, you know, it would make absolute sense to alternate every year between a major hub in Europe and a major hub in the United States.
Yeah.
There's wisdom in that.
That's probably an excellent idea. That's brilliant.
It's simple. It's brilliant. It's probably cheaper on the whole. Because I can't imagine, I mean, okay, maybe with the exchange rate, they're probably getting killed in terms of actually having to go there.
I think there
When is Wikimania exactly?
I don't know. What is it? The end of July?
Oh, so it's over the summer. Gosh. Oh, I wasn't. Yeah. Okay. So. Oh, I see. So it's a summer conference. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that rules out my ability to attend.
Okay. Moving on, guys. And by the way, to any potential listeners, and I've got to tell you, from my perspective here, it's kind of interesting to think that people might be interested in hearing this sort of stuff. I hope they are. If you want to sort of make any points or respond or any way, you know, make notes at the Not the Wikipedia Weekly page. Pop in there, say anything you like. Put yourself down as interested in coming and talking about it, or even just take a look at the page and organise one and do one yourself. That's what I'd like to support. And so if you want to talk about Wikimania, I know there were some issues also concerning the bid process, and there's been some disquiet with a bit of disharmony in the kind of fairness of the process, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it all seems like it's something that that probably communications come down as the root problem, that on some level it hasn't been communicated across to everybody why the very sensible idea of having it alternate between sort of exotic and central and exotic and central, why wasn't that taken up? I'm certain, in fact, that, you know, Raoul's not the first person to bring that up here. It's been talked about before.
No, it wasn't my idea. Actually, I read that on one of the mailing lists, or maybe it was on the Wikimania comment page. But
yeah, so I guess we'd just endorse that view, wouldn't we? That seems to make sense to us. We're not sure why it hasn't been followed. Okie doke. So moving on from Wikimania, we've got the good gossip of the day. We can now lower the tone several notches and talk about Jimbo and his sex life, as he put it in his statement. There are several aspects to this to fill you in. And one other little note. I plan on publishing a bunch of links from the various things that we've talked about at the Not the Wikipedia Weekly page, so you can click through as well. But the scandal from the Valley Wag is that Jimbo had an affair with Rachel Marsden, who is the Canadian Ann Coulter, is the simplest way to sum her up, although I'm sure that doesn't entirely do her justice. Or encapsulate her completely. So Jimbo had this relationship, and obviously there's a kind of tabloid interest. We all love to hear about who's sleeping with who. I won't tell you any of the other secrets I'm privy to, but that's one that got out. Then there's the possible conflict of interest thing. Did Jimbo overstretch his authority in his advice or his use of a private or Wikia-hosted mailing list to try and help clean up Rachel Marsden's article? And we'll go from there and even into the discussions then of the expenses incurred and some of Danny's sort of allegations that Jimbo's been perhaps a little bit, Danny seems to be asserting that Jimbo's been rather free with the foundation's money. Mest, what's your take, Mest?
For the record, I have Sue sent out an email today essentially saying that that Jimbo, let me see if I can find the exact wording here. Jimmy has never used Wikimedia money to subsidize his personal expenditures. Indeed, he has consistently put the foundation's interests ahead of his own and has erred on the side of personally paying for his own Wikimedia-related expenditures rather than the reverse.